This is the fascinating story of Danso, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex.
Okay, Planet Man fans, we're back with three more episodes. Episode 66, 67, and 68, back-to-back. Episode 66, Dantro versus the Insect Men, a fight to the finish. Episode 67, the start of a new adventure. Who really is Dantro? Episode 68, Dantro and his friends become prisoners on the planet of the robots. And that is the lineup on this track. So, space cadets, enough with the talk. Let's travel to outer space and listen in to the adventures of the Planet Man here on Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. And for goodness sake, don't forget to lock and load those ray guns. You're gonna need them. And remember, gang, level off, level off, level off, level off, level off. And be looking for the next three episodes soon to be available on Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. And now,
the Planet Man. The Planet Man.
This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Slats and Rora aboard the Alpha and the Mardi fleet, having been drawn to the surface of the graveyard planet, are engaged in a last-ditch battle with the Insect Men. The ships are being slowly drained of power by the magnetic field. Their last resort will be to destroy the planet and Planet Man with it. Unknown to them, Dantro is about to attack the Insect Men with the freed slaves and fugitives as his allies. Barrow, the robot, far below, waits to destroy the power plant and the planet. Only minutes remain in the race against time and destruction.
Here's the plan, Grig. We get as close to the Insect Men as we can without being seen. You and your men will come with me. Sacro will take his crew around and on the signal of blue flare, attack simultaneously from the other side of the circle.
I understand, Dantro. How much time do we have?
Barrel will destroy the planet in exactly 8 minutes. We have to be aboard those ships by then.
Do they know we're coming? Will they let us through and aboard?
We'll have to take the chance, at least until we attack. So far, the Insect Men haven't detected any of our contact or communications. But I'm not going to risk the longer beam necessary to contact the ships.
The Mighty are liable to shoot us down. They'll think we're part of the Insect Men's army.
That's one of the risks. No time to talk further. Does Sacro know the plan and signal?
He's tuned into the conversation.
Very well, then. Let's get going. And remember, the signal is a blue flare. No turning back. If anyone falls, and that includes me, leave him and keep heading for the ships. Understand?
Yes.
Then let's go.
What are we doing, Rora?
We could only hold our power. They couldn't touch us. Our shields are standing against everything they've got.
Maybe we'll be able to polish them off before our power runs too low.
I was hoping for that, but there's little chance. For every Insect Man we destroy, 10 take his place. And they've got more equipment than we could possibly smash in the time that's left.
Rora, how can you talk of smashing a planet with Dantro out there?
We don't even know that he's out there, Slats. He may be dead, but we can't put his life against all those of our crews. And we can't let these ships fall into the hands of the Insect Men. With this fleet, they could spread their evil out beyond their planet.
I'm going to try to contact Dantro on the communicator.
It doesn't reach out far at all in this field, Slats.
I know, but I got a hunch he's around here somewhere. I'm going to try anyhow. Hello, Slats aboard the Alpha calling Dantro. Are you around, Dantro? Can you hear me? Answer me. We're going to have to destroy the planet, Dantro. Come in, Dantro.
I'm afraid you're wasting your time, Slats.
Shh, maybe he'll answer.
Face it, Slats, he isn't going to answer. We can't wait much longer anyway.
Listen, I'm going out there and look for
him. Slats, don't be a fool. You couldn't live out there for a minute. We're under a steady barrage of rays powerful enough to blast a space dreadnought. The only thing that's saving us is our protective shields.
Yeah, if only I wasn't worried about Dantro. I'd tell you to use the Planet Buster now.
Oh, we will, Slats, in about 2 minutes. That's all the time we can wait. Our power level is dangerously low now.
If only I was on one of those ships out there on the outer circle, at least I could fight. As it is, I just stand here and watch.
Almost close enough now, Grig. Once we get into combat, it'll be every man for himself. Try to fight your way to the closest ship. Are your men deployed?
Yes, Dantro, on either side of us.
Everyone, get on your space helmets. Here goes the flare.
One minute left, and then you can use those planet busters. It's wrong, Roar. I'm sure Dantro's out there somewhere alive.
Look, I've endangered the fleet too much as it is, Slats. We can't wait.
But Roar. Hey, Roar, look.
What? What do you see?
Out there. You see it? Over in that area.
A flare. What does it mean? It's just a flare.
Don't you understand, Roar? That's Dantro. It means he's alive. He's out there.
Why do you say that?
Because of the flare. He had a supply of those flares. That was a signal we agreed on. Now you've got to wait.
Oh, don't be a fool, Slats. Every spaceship has flares like that. The insect men must have them, too. You can't be sure it's Dantro.
I am sure, I tell you. It's Dantro. I know it is.
Where are you going?
I'm going out there, Roar, and don't try to stop me. Dantro's out there, and he may need help.
Slats, take off that spacesuit. Come back. You can't live out there. Slats, I warn you, I'm setting off the planet busters as I planned.
Slats is determined to help Dantro at all costs, even his own life. What will the next minute bring? We'll be back in a moment. So, level off. When we left Slats, he was about to leave the Alpha and try to rescue Dantro, despite the tremendous odds against him. Rora has threatened to set off the planet busters in exactly 60 seconds. In the meantime, Dantro, Grig, and the slaves are trying to fight their way through the insect army and get aboard the Mardi fleet.
All right, Grig, let's go. Stand to the left side of me. We'll see if we can't teach those insect men a few tricks about infiltration.
They've spotted us. Look out. They're turning that secret turret this way.
Not so easy as all that. Watch. Watch your left there, Grig. Down.
That was close, thanks.
If we have these suits on, they'll block out radiation.
Where are we headed?
That's my ship, the Alpha, in the center. Now let's try to make it.
I hope they don't think we're insect men.
Oh, we certainly don't look like it.
Yeah, but most of those turrets on the ships are automatic. They fire at any target.
Grig, quick, behind you! Are you all right, Grig?
Did you get him?
It won't bother anyone again.
Watch it!
Thanks, Grig. I didn't see him.
It's all right. Thanks for seeing me. How much time left?
About 2 minutes.
I don't think we're going
to
make it.
We've got to make it. Come on.
Over there. There's another one coming. I'll get him.
Hold it, Grig. Don't fire. That's no insect man. It's one on our side.
Who is he?
I wonder. Well, it couldn't be, but... Slats! Slats, is that you?
Dantro, I knew it was you when I saw that flare.
Where'd you come from?
The Alpha. Oh, my gosh, in 30 seconds it's going to be too late. Come on, we got to run.
You know about Barrel's deadline, then?
I don't know anything about Barrel, but in 30 seconds, Roar's ships are going to set off planet busters. I'm telling you, man, you better come on. We're never going
to
make it.
I'll try to contact her on the communicator. Roar, hello, Roar. This is Dantro, the planet man. Roar, can you read me?
Dantro, is it really you? Where are you?
About 300 yards from the Alpha. Can you wait for us? We'll be there in a minute or two if we have any luck.
I don't know. The protective shields are going fast. Can't wait until they do or the insect men will destroy or capture the fleet. Hurry, I'll wait as long as I can, but hurry.
We gotta get around those two tanks. You see them there? They're right between us and the Alpha.
Our hand weapons won't even dent their armor. If they see us, we're sunk.
There's only one thing to do. So long.
Greg! Greg, come back!
Hey, what's he doing?
He has some anti-tank atomics, but if he gets close enough to use them, he'll go up with the tanks. Greg, come back!
Look, he's gonna make it. There he goes.
He did it. But he killed himself, too. Come on, we mustn't let his sacrifice go in vain.
Hurry, Dantro, hurry!
Hey, there's the Alpha. We're almost there. Lucky I left the otter hatch open. We'd never have time to wait.
You're going first, Lutz.
Okay. No time to argue. Come on.
Right behind you.
Slats, wake up, Slats.
Look out, Dantro. He's out there. You got to save him, Rura. Wait, Rura.
Slats, everything's all right. Dantro was here, Slats.
Where am I? Dantro, you're safe.
Yes, Slats, I'm safe, thanks to you and Aurora here. If she hadn't waited for us, we'd be back there.
Is the battle over? Do we win?
The battle's over, but nobody wins a battle like that.
What are you talking about?
I'll explain, Dantro. You see, Slats, the graveyard planet is nothing but a mass of whirling gas, now and the insect men with it.
You used the planet busters then?
No, we didn't get the chance. I didn't know what had happened until Dantro explained it to me.
Well, if you didn't use the planet busters, then what happened? What's she talking about, Dantro?
There was no time to explain before when we were trying to get to the Alpha. But Barrel was down in the city of the insect men, and he detonated their entire power plant. Must have set off a chain reaction that destroyed the plant.
We just made it. Say, how about the others, the guys who were with you? Did they make it?
Most of them, Slats, but I'm afraid many weren't so lucky, and they died with the insect men on their planet.
That is rough. Who were they, prisoners?
Slaves, Slats. Survivors of the other ships the insect men had trapped.
I guess the galaxy won't miss the insect men. They deserved what they got. Hey, wait a minute. You mean Barrel went up in that, too?
That's right, Slats. Barrel took his own life to save the galaxy. Well, I guess you'd call it consciousness rather than life since he was a robot.
That's rough. For a robot, he was all man. I know a few humans who could take lessons from him. Say, where are we headed?
We're going partway back with Rura, then she'll transfer to one of the Mardi ships, and we'll set a course for Planaria Rex.
It's a great idea. And no side trips this time, huh? I've had enough excitement.
None at all, Slats?
Well, now that you mention it, we might just stop off once or twice, just for a fast look around.
Slats certainly seems to have become an untiring adventurer. Will our friends head back for Planaria Rex, or will they take a fast look around? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear.
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man. Planet Man and Slats have escaped from the graveyard planet which Barrel the robot had destroyed by detonating its power plant. In the process, Barrel himself was destroyed. Our two friends are now aboard the Alpha with Rura, heading back toward the planet of the Mardi.
Well, Rura, I guess you'll be leaving soon.
I still wish you would come back home with me for a few days and let me have the Alpha overhauled in our space yard.
Well, that's nice of you, Rura, but we should be back on Planaria Rex now.
Anyway, remember, you promised to come back and spend some time with us.
We will. I'm anxious to see how you make out with your project to turn Marston into a respectable citizen. I don't think he'll ever be anything but a heel.
There's the space launch. I'm going to have to leave you now. Well, good luck on your trip back, and don't get into any trouble this time.
We won't, Rura. We're going to stop a few times on the way home, but we'll be just looking. We're not getting involved in any local squabbles.
Bye.
So long.
So long, Rura, and thanks for all your help.
Say, Dantro, do you want me to calculate our curve for the trip back?
Well, do you think you can operate the calculator?
Listen, I've been practicing. I got this thing down pat.
All right, but remember, we want to stop in the third quadrant first.
Don't do any backseat driving. I got the whole picture. Here I go. Here goes the card. And here it is now. I'll feed it into the automatic pilot.
If you're set, I'll cut in the astral drive.
Shoot. We ought to be reaching the third quadrant of the galaxy soon now. Hey, what's that? What's happening?
Quick, Slats, get to the manual control. Something's happened to the astral drive.
Where are you going?
Back to check the power plant.
Wait, Dantro, don't go back there.
Don't worry, Slats, I'll be careful.
Dantro, come back.
right. Smoke. I can't see you. Dantro, you all right? Oh, gosh, look at his head. Dantro, can you hear me? This is Slats. Oh, I told him not to come back here. He's unconscious. I gotta try to contact Rura. He's hurt bad. Ah, that's dead. The explosion must have knocked out the whole power circuit. I'll let the regular drives working. No, that's out too. I'm gonna have to try to do something myself. Where's that first aid equipment? Yeah, here it is. At least I can bandage his head. Dantro. No, he's out cold. At least he's alive. It's an awful cut on his head. This is just great. The ship's dead, the planet man's unconscious, and we're in the middle of nowhere. Well, I get to see if the astral detector's working. Yeah, well, at least something runs. A lot of good it does me. I don't know where we are. I'll just have to wait till Dantro comes to. Maybe he's got some idea what to do next. I sure haven't. Dantro, can you hear me? Hey, Dantro, now listen, this is Slats. Everything's all right. What am I saying? Nothing's all right. The astral drive's out, the space drive's out, the communicator's out. Well, at least you're okay. You are okay, aren't you, Dantro?
What happened?
Don't you remember? You went back to check the power circuits and something exploded. You must have gotten hit on the head. You were unconscious.
Unconscious? Power circuit? Dantro? Who's Dantro?
Hey, take it easy. What do you mean, who's Dantro? You're Dantro.
Oh, my head aches. What are you mumbling about? What's happening?
Boy, he really must have gotten a knock on the head. Listen, Dantro, this is Slats, your old friend Slats, remember?
Slats. Well, who's Slats?
Hey, quit kidding. I'm Slats. I'm Slats, your old friend.
Friend Slats? Well, my head aches.
Now, listen, Dantro, this joke has gone far enough. Stop kidding, huh? You got to get to work. I don't know where we are, and practically everything on the ship's gone dead. Let's get to work and get out of here.
Joke? What do you mean, joke? Who are you?
Who am I? Oh, my gosh, that's all I need. That sock on the head must have given him amnesia. Listen, you are Dantro. Don't you remember Rura or Barrow? Surely remember Marston. Remember Marston, Dantro?
Rura? Barrow? Marston? Oh, I can't remember.
Listen, Dantro. Can you hear me? Now, what am I going to do? I don't know enough about the ship or the astro maps or anything. I need your help. Dantro, for goodness sake, Dantro, can't you remember anything?
I can't remember. Oh, my head aches. Where am I? Who am I?
Okay, just lay down and rest. Maybe after you slept a while, things will work out. I hope so, because if they don't, we're back in trouble again. And this time, I can't even call Rura for help.
Slats is in quite a predicament, with both Dantro and the spaceship out of commission. What has happened to Dantro's memory? We'll be back in a moment, so level up. When we left Slats, he was trying to reason with Dantro, whose mind seems to have deteriorated since his recent head injury aboard the powerless astral ship Alpha. We find Slats as he tries to figure out how to repair the damage which is keeping the Alpha suspended helplessly in space.
Ah, who am I kidding? I can't fix this stuff without Dantro's help. I'm just wasting time. I'll probably make it worse than it is.
He's coming to again. Maybe he's got his memory back. I sure hope so. Hey, Dantro, are you okay now?
Okay. My head aches, but I'm okay.
Oh, good. You feel strong enough to stand up?
I guess I can stand up.
Here, good. I'll give you a hand. Come on. At least that cut on your head stopped bleeding. Now, come on, take a look at this power circuit. Maybe you can tell me what part's gone.
Power circuit? What power circuit?
What do you mean, what power circuit? The power circuit that blew, don't you remember? Can't you remember yet, Dantro?
Who's Dantro?
Never mind. Now, just sit down. If I'm not going to get any help from him, I'll try the communicator again. Maybe it'll work this time. Oh, no. Still doesn't. What's that? The detectors again. Well, at least they still work. Must be another ship approaching. I better check the screen. Hey, it is a ship. Thank goodness. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe it's... I better get over the weapons panel. I hope they're friends. I could use a friend right now. But I can't be sure. Oh, they're coming closer now.
Say, I wonder if the weapons work. I'll check the tractor beam. For nothing. They better be friends, because we couldn't even swat a fly right now. Even the turrets won't turn. But they're coming closer and closer. Looks like they're going to make contact. Whoever's coming through that port, stay where you are. My gosh, it's a robot. Stay where you are. Okay, you asked for it. This disruptor doesn't even bother him. Hey, what's he got there? Some kind of a projector. No, don't! Wait! Wait!
What's happened? Where am I? Hey, who are you?
Don't get excited. Everything's all right.
All right. Where am I? Who are you? Where's Dantro?
It's all right. We'll explain in a minute. We're friends. Dantro must be your friend, the one they brought in with you. He's all right, too.
Brought in with you? Say, what's going on here? What's all this about? I gotta shake my head a bit.
Now, my name is Clark. My daughter, Mira, is in the other room. She and I were along when you were picked up.
Did you arrange this little kidnapping?
Now, do not be angry. We are not responsible for what happened to you or your friend. We're as helpless as you are. By the way, who are you?
My name is Slats, and I've listened enough. You people are somebody you must have sent wrecked our ship and then broke into
we
it.
We did not wreck your ship. We had nothing to do with it.
That's what you say. What's this all about? Where's Dantro?
Dantro is the other man that was with you. He's being treated by the medico robot. He had a bad head injury when he was brought in.
Medico robot? What are you talking about?
To put it simply, my daughter Mira and I are the last of a once mighty race. Generations ago, we developed wonderful robots, but they rebelled and took over our planet. Today, on the planet of Xenoa, the machines rule. No one but Mira and myself, and now you and your friend, are left.
A planet of robots is quite a place, especially if the robots are not as friendly as Slat's friend Barrow. What is happening to Dantro? What other information do Clar and Mira have? We'll be back in a moment, but first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear.
You can't do things like that. Now, I don't know how I can explain this to you, but it's not only against the law, it's wrong. It's not a nice thing to do. People wouldn't understand.
Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man. You will remember that Slats and Dantro aboard the Alpha, heading back toward Planaria Rex, met with an inexplicable accident in space near the third quadrant. In the explosion, Dantro was injured and lost his memory. Immediately afterward, the ship was boarded by a robot who overcame Slats. The next thing he knew, Slats was on a strange planet where the only two human survivors told him it was a robot civilization.
Let me get this straight. This whole planet is ruled by machines?
It is as I told you. My daughter, Mira, and myself are all that remains of a once mighty race. My people built the first machines to serve us.
Some service.
May I ask my daughter in? She can explain things better.
Oh, sure. I forgot she was next door.
Mira, come in.
I wondered what you two were doing for so long.
I was trying to explain to Slap. You don't mind if I call you that?
Everybody else does. Why not you?
Is that really your name?
Well, it has been for so long, I don't even remember what my name really is. Say, your father was telling me how come the robots took over. It sounds pretty rough.
Well, as long as we don't try to interfere, they leave us alone. They see that we are fed and clothed. And when we're ill, they care for us.
Well, things aren't so bad, then.
You don't know what you're saying. We're kept as my people once kept pets. It's horrible.
Can't you escape?
Don't you think we've tried? Impossible. And besides, we wouldn't even know where to go.
We must go now.
Go where?
That's the signal for us to report back to our quarters. The machines must want us for something.
Well, never mind the machines. Stay here.
You don't understand, but then why should you? The machines must be obeyed. It is useless to oppose their will.
But you say they won't hurt you?
We live only because they wish it, but we cannot expect you to understand yet. Come, Mira.
Hey, wait a minute. What about my friend Dantro? I must go to him. Come back. Oh, I must find Dantro.
Hey, gone. Well, I'll find him myself. He must be nearby somewhere. The shape he was in. They said something about medical robots taking care of him. If those machines hurt him, I'll throw a monkey wrench in the whole operation. Well, here I go exploring. It doesn't look like much. Just a hall like any other. I wonder where it leads to. What's that noise? Coming closer. Hey, whatever it is, it's coming this way. It's like some kind of scooter or something. Hey, it's heading straight for me. Look out! Hey, that is close. Almost ran me over. Well, here's a door. Wonder what's in there. Nothing in here. Hey, wait a minute. What's that smell? Like a doctor's office. Maybe I better look around. Hey, there's Dantro. He's on the operating table, and there are machines all around him. I wonder what they're up to. He's unconscious. I better get in there fast. No telling what those robots are up to. Maybe I can break that glass window with a chair and get him out of there. Hey, what's that?
You must not do that.
Why? Who said that? Where are you?
Right here.
Right here? There's no one here but me. Look, stop the game. Who are you?
You are looking at me.
I'm looking at a room, and there's nobody in it except Dantro and those medical robots, and they're inside. And that's where I'm going to be as soon as I can break that glass.
You must not break that glass. You must not interfere with me.
I got no time for games. Whoever you are, talk to me later.
I am in this room. I am what you see through that glass. I am the medical robot, and you must not stay here or try to interfere. Your companion was badly hurt. I am tending him.
You're tending to him? You mean this is all one big machine, this room, the one next door, and those machines are around Dantro in there, all one machine?
Oh, now you begin to understand. But enough of this. Go back where you belong.
Let's get something straight. Say, do you have a name?
Machines do not have names. My number is L77.
Okay, L77. Now get this. That guy you got in there is my friend. And if he's hurt or in trouble, I'm sticking right here where I can see what's going on. I don't trust this whole setup.
You make it necessary for me to use force.
You don't scare me. I'm not like Dantro laying unconscious in there. Don't mess with me or you'll find a couple of your wheels missing. Hey, what's going on? Who's this? Another one of your robots?
This is your attendant.
I don't need any attendant. Just let me collect Dantro and get aboard the Alpha and leave this crazy place.
Go with him.
Now look, if that walking alarm clock lays a hand on me, I'll...
Do not try to resist. You will only wear yourself out.
Keep him away.
Hey, let go! Come on, let me go, will you?
You might as well stop struggling.
Okay. I know when I'm licked. But let me warn you, L77, or whatever you call yourself. If you harm Dantro, I'll get a can opener and put you into so many pieces you'll look like a junkyard. Now, come on, Junior, let's go.
Flat's fiery character certainly gets him into plenty of scrapes. What sort of treatment is L77 ministering Dantro? We'll be back in a moment. So, level off.
Houston, we have a problem.
When we left Slats, he was being shown back to his quarters by his attending robot. Slats was detected by robot L77 as he tried to find Dantro, who was being treated for a damaging head injury. We find Dantro as his medical treatment is completed.
What's happened? Slats, where are you? Slats,
Lie quietly. You must rest.
Who's that?
I am the medical robot.
Medical robot? What place is this?
You will find out in good time. But now you must rest until you recover from the operation. It will not take long.
Operation? What's happened to me? I remember now there was some sort of accident to the Alpha. Smoke. Then I remember something hitting me on the head.
When the scout robot brought you in, you were suffering from a severe concussion. It had affected your memory centers. I have repaired the damaged tissue.
Where's your master? I must talk to him.
On this planet, the machines are master. We learned long ago to run ourselves. When you are rested, you will be taken to one of the orientation robots. There you will learn what is proper for you to know. Until then, you will obey orders and rest.
And Slats, the man who was with me, what about him? Was he hurt? Is he here?
Your companion was not injured. He is all right and will see you very shortly. Now do as I say and rest.
Have you seen your friend, Andrew?
Yeah, I saw him, and that's about all. Some robot that calls himself a medical L-77, I think he was, wouldn't let me get close to him.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't try to use force.
The heck I didn't. That's where I picked up Junior out there. Dantro was in some kind of operating room with a lot of machines. There was a glass panel. I wanted to break it in, and then that attendant character came in and carted me back
here. You must never do that again. I'm surprised they let you live.
Let me live? Are you kidding?
Why will you not understand? The robots run this world.
Oh.
My father and I and you and your friend mean nothing to them. They let us live only because they have some purpose we serve. That must be why they brought you two here. They must need you for some plan they have.
Uh-oh, here's Junior. Now, you keep away from me.
He wants you to go with him. He's just a machine following orders. If you should somehow destroy him, it wouldn't matter. There are thousands more to take his place.
Okay, I guess you're right. How about coming along?
They may not want me to.
There's only one way to find out. Come on.
Very well. But only if you promise not to try to do anything foolish. If something were to happen to me, my father would be left alone. And he needs me.
All right, I promise. Now come on before Junior gets any ideas. Hey, Dantro, am I glad to see you. Say, I'd like to have you meet Mira.
Hello, Dantro.
How do you do?
Dantro, how's your memory?
I'm fine, Slats.
Oh, good. So what do you think about all this?
Well, these robots are up to something. They have a reason for bringing us here and for taking care of me. Whatever that reason is, I'm sure of one thing. It's evil.
Dantro, too, seems to be of the same opinion as Mira, that the robots have some evil plan afoot. What can such a plan be? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear.
Stay tuned now for a dramatization of Dickens' immortal Tale of Two Cities. Tales of Two Cities.
Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man. The Planet Man.
And that concludes this track of Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program with yours truly, John Lovering. This podcast originates on SoundCloud.com, but can also be heard on iTunes and Google Play. Just go to iTunes or Google Play and search for Heirloom Radio. That's Heirloom, H-E-I-R-L-O-O-M, Radio. I also invite you to visit my Heirloom Radio Facebook page at facebook.com/Heirloom Radio. And be sure to check out my ever-growing list of old radio programming from every genre, from musicals to quiz shows and everything in between. And please tell your friends about Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. And I thank you for listening. Stay safe and be well.